There have been many, many great developments down on the farm this year for the Baltimore Orioles, but perhaps the most surprising has been the maturation of young Josh Hader, just 19 years old, a left-handed pitcher drafted last year by Baltimore and absolutely dominating the South Atlantic League for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Josh joins us now. Josh, thanks for being on with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's look at the numbers here. 12 starts, 12 games, 64 and a third innings. A number of things kind of pop off the page. One would be the amount of hits allowed, just 42, and then probably the biggest number, 15. That's the amount of earned runs you've allowed, and your ERA right now, a paltry 2.10. Tell me about your season.
It's definitely going well. My arm's feeling pretty well. Haven't had too many bad things happen. I mean, everything's feeling good. Command from a fastball and changeup's going well. Definitely everything's feeling good.
You know, I hate to use the expectation word here because you never know what you're going to get, especially with high school pitchers, I think, and really high school draft picks in general. But you're taken last year, and you are local from Millersville and Old Mill High School, but you're a 19th round pick last year. You know, the kind of guy you imagine is going to go very slowly through the organization, step by step, and maybe one day you see him with the big club. But the reports have been that your velocity has just exploded over the last 6 or 12 months. Can you explain that?
I mean, I really can't. I really don't know exactly what happened with that. But I think it's mostly just throwing the ball every day and the long toss program that we have. And just, I mean, we tweaked a little bit of my mechanics, and it just all came around, and it showed. So,
what is the miles per hour difference?
I think right now I'm at 93. So, I mean, I came out of high school about 88 top, and so definitely a big jump.
Tell me about the rest of your repertoire. What else is in your array of pitches?
I got a fastball, two-seamer, then I have a slider, and then a changeup.
Tell me about the competition in the South Atlantic League compared to what you faced last year. You pitched a little bit for Aberdeen, and then you pitched also for the Gulf Coast Orioles. So you did get into pro ball, but what's the jump to low A ball with Delmarva?
The hitters are definitely smarter than they were. A lot of the guys... They hit your mistakes. They don't swing at everything. They have their pitch that they want to hit, and they definitely know what they're doing. So that's definitely the difference between GCL and now. So
you're from Millersville. How often do your family parents get to games?
They can pretty much most of them that I pitch at. Maybe a few that they miss, but they're normally there every day.
How cool of an experience is that for you?
It's pretty cool having like family and friends being able to come down and cheer for me and support for me. So definitely a good feeling, especially when I'm on the mound.
Had you been to Salisbury before in your life? Have you been and spent a lot of time on the Eastern Shore before pro ball?
The Ocean City's down there, so I go down there a few times. But really, not in that area. I haven't really been there too much.
Do you ever get to go to Ocean City? I always wonder this, playing for Delmarva.
I do a few times, like in the mornings, but I haven't been there that much, maybe two times. So, still not too bad just to sit and relax.
Yeah, that's true. Orioles left-handed pitching prospect Josh Hader with us here on WBAL. And Josh, did you grow up an Orioles fan?
I actually did, but I'm also a Nationals fan. But I grew up watching them a lot since they were pretty close. So, saw a lot of games and got to like experience the major league players and stuff like that.
Did you go to games growing up ever?
Yeah, my little league team, we actually used to go do this every year. We used to walk around the field and just get to know, walk around the field, and I think it was like some type of parade, but it was pretty cool. Go and watch games and stuff like that.
Who was your favorite Oriole growing up?
I'd say B.J. Surhoff.
That's a good answer. Well, you were a 19th round pick. I imagine you had a few college offers. How close were you going to college? And tell us some of the schools that were interested.
I didn't have too many offers. Once I got drafted, I knew right from then I wanted to start my pro baseball career. That's pretty much what I dreamed of, going as far as I can with baseball. And when you get the opportunity, you can't miss it. So I took it and see where it went from there.
You got to pitch in the South Atlantic League All-Star game. What was that experience like for you?
It was a good experience. I mean, meeting all the guys from different teams. I mean, coming in from high school, I mean, I didn't know too many people. So, I mean, definitely that experience, just getting to know everybody and playing with everybody. So, I mean, it was a good experience.
I guess you're potentially getting close here to a promotion to Frederick. Have you thought about that at all?
I mean, I think about it here and there, but I mean, I don't really let it bother me. I mean, cause I still got to do what I got to do down here, develop my pitches and all that. So, I mean, I feel like if I keep doing what I'm doing, I mean, it'll come eventually.
Josh Hader, the Orioles' 19th round pick last year out of Old Mill High School in Millersville, and now really, really pitching well in the South Atlantic League for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Josh, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take it easy.
That's Josh Hader. We're back with more next here on WBAL.